What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and welcome to another episode of the Level Infinite Show. In today's episode, I'll share some of my top reasons why you should be considering a podcast on YouTube. Let's get started. Since its launch in the early 2000s, many viewers and YouTubers alike share the YouTube web space. Now, with the rise of podcasts, it's been getting a whole lot easier and easier to start a podcast. In some cases, totally free with equipment you already have. But let's just say for a minute you don't have the fancy audio equipment. Or, optionally, you want to take advantage of video podcasts for multiple reasons. YouTube is a great option for those looking to do just that, and here's why. First off, even if you don't do all of your podcasts in video, YouTube offers more flexibility in the way you offer video content to your viewers and/or listeners. In fact, in many cases, YouTube is probably the best known for gaming and live streams. And even if you're not in this niche, taking advantage of the platform for its unique offerings can help boost your growth. Now, video podcasts have benefits for one main reason. Because it allows your audience to actually see you and your content in a different way versus if they were just listening to you on an MP3 player and you or your co-host alone. Video podcast viewership is going up and likely will continue to go up. So here's why you should consider multiple formats for your show. The main benefit to this is that having multiple formats makes your show accessible to more people everywhere. It allows you to be flexible and know where your content has the most impact and make a decision that best suits you and your viewers. Now, what you'll need isn't that hard to find. Many new podcasters will find that what they need isn't so hard to locate. For YouTube, in most cases, all you need to get started is a phone, an SD card, a good, decent work or office computer, minimum, and some good lighting. And even if you have the bare minimum, such as a phone and a computer, which almost everyone has nowadays, at least for the first couple weeks or months getting into the door, you should be fine. Getting extra equipment is an investment that can be done with time as you grow. Now, generally speaking, these are some of the best reasons to start a podcast on YouTube in 2024. Thanks for joining me on this amazing and surprisingly short episode. If you haven't already followed my show yet on Spotify, please consider doing so as it really helps the podcast. Don't forget to leave a like rating and follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you guys are calling it now, as well for the latest updates. As always, take care and happy podcasting.